A fairy tale fantastical show is currently running at the Ralston Community Theater. Shrek the Musical, based on the movie of the same name, is a musical adaptation of the film that adds many new original songs to the source material and expands and fleshes out the story of Shrek even more. Katie Kepler is the director of Shrek the Musical and talks how the musical adds more to the overarching story of Shrek.
So something that is different about the musical from the movie is that they explore a little more about what the childhood of Shrek might have been like and what the childhood of Fiona was like. And so there's a lot in this story about how your childhood leads you to your adulthood, right? And the influences on you and how those impact you and what that means, right? Like, are you seen in stories, representation, things like that? And so we have this little ogre who grows up believing, well, ogres are ugly and they're mean and nobody likes them. And so therefore I must be ugly, mean, and nobody likes me. And it's similar for Fiona. She thinks she is supposed to be the most perfect princess in the world who's going to meet a prince, and that's it. That's her story. But I think we know in the real world, right, that there are many, many different ways that a life can look and that a life can be led. And so these two characters and all of the fairy tale characters in this story, they really find themselves.
Fred Vogel is the actor playing Shrek in this production of Shrek the Musical. Vogel speaks on the cast and the overall energy found on stage.
I actually have kind of a special experience with this show because I was a teacher for a couple of years, and one of my former students is in the show with me. So I get to hang out with him every night, and he gets to have a couple funny scenes here and there. The cast chemistry is amazing. We all sort of bonded relatively quickly. We started by doing table work with this rehearsal process, which meant that me and the actors playing Donkey and Fiona would sit down and we would like talk through scenes with Katie and figure out where our characters were coming from. And from there, I've noticed that a lot of the cast members have become really close.
Working with a popular intellectual property such as Shrek, this production stays true to the source material while also providing a different take on the world itself.
It's been a little challenging because everybody knows Shrek. So I try to make him a little bit different from what people are used to seeing in the movies. Yeah, it's interesting to try to figure out what his motivations are every night.
It's a fine balance, too. I think we are all very aware of the popularity of the movies and the expectations that people have coming in. The script itself has done a good job of honoring what that original material is while still adding depth and the kinds of things that are more typically seen in musical theater. And I think cast has done a really great job, Fred included, of like, we know it's Shrek. This is the character that we love. We're going to see things that we remember, but we're going to get a new take on it that is original without losing something at the same time.
As a community theater production itself, Kepler highlights the vast number of people from all around the community that have been working behind the scenes to bring this show to life.
We have, I want to say, 34 people in the cast. We have a full orchestra. We have a dozen-ish crew members. And then there's the whole production design team and also the board of Ralston Community Theater. They have been a part of this experience, too. So when somebody comes to see this show, it's not just those people on stage. It's good to remember that there are many, many, many more who make it possible.
One line in particular in this show that always rings true to me is what makes us special makes us strong. And I think that's the message ultimately that I would want somebody to come away with in this show. Is, you know, I'm different, but I can still be a hero or, you know, whatever they want to be.
The Ralston Community Theater's production of Shrek the Musical will be showing until July 26. More information can be found at ralstoncommunitytheater.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.